center stage in the presidential campaign in the past several weeks. The blue-collar job loss in the state this decade is approaching 250,000, according to several estimates. As their supporters rallied for votes, the two remaining Democratic Party candidates, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, took on the trade issue in an Ohio debate. They both suggested they would issue an ultimatum to the U.S. trade partners in the North American Free Trade Agreement, known as NAFTA.
Telling Canada and Mexico that we will opt out unless we renegotiate the core labor and environmental standards.
I think we should use the hammer of a potential opt-out as leverage to ensure that we actually get labor and environmental standards that are enforced.
In the final days of campaigning, U.S. and Canadian media reported an Obama campaign aide assured Canada the candidate's tough talk was political posturing. At an auto plant in Toledo, Ohio, Clinton characterized it as the old wink-wink.
About what you tell the people of Ohio.
Obama's aide says the Canadians misinterpreted his comments. Clinton's husband, as president, championed the free trade agreement more than a decade ago to make it easier to buy and sell products between the three countries. But workers and union leaders in Ohio say NAFTA also allowed corporations to more easily ship jobs to Mexico, where wages are much lower. Aaron Sullivan Lally walks the middle-class neighborhoods of West Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm in the neighborhood campaigning for Hillary Clinton for president.
Oh, very good.
She says people here blame NAFTA for Ohio's job losses.
The middle class is being eroded because the jobs are leaving. You know, if you don't have a job, you better believe you think it's because some have gone to other countries.
Although economist Rob Scott works for the union-backed Economic Policy Institute in Washington, he says he cannot attribute Ohio's manufacturing losses entirely to the agreement.
NAFTA is responsible for the loss of some of those jobs.
Scott says only about 1 in 4 Ohio jobs were lost to Mexican workers, but he contends most of the remaining jobs have fled to other countries which use the same trading model as NAFTA. President Bush dismissed the complaints by Democratic candidates, saying NAFTA has created billions of dollars in exports each year.
$380 billion worth of goods means there's a lot of farmers and businesses large and small who are benefiting from having a market in our neighborhood.
At a job training center south of Cleveland, workers learn computer-aided manufacturing, the high-tech future free trade advocates envision in the U.S. Matt Gannon polishes up his industrial skills, contending there are many machine tool jobs available.
Do you want to sit home and feel sorry for yourself or cry there's no work when the truth of the matter is there's plenty? You have to go get it.
The state, in fact, reports machine shop jobs are available every year, but at an average of about $16 an hour, about half of what union auto workers make. Scott says Americans compete with Mexican workers, who will take a dollar or two an hour, and Asian workers in China and elsewhere, who are paid even less.
It's wage competition that's felt through the prices of imported products coming into the U.S. and extends then, again, from manufacturing out through the rest of the economy.
And so, as they face hard times, Ohio workers and their leaders say they want the next president to make certain that trade agreements help American wage earners as much as those in developing countries. Jim Fry, VOA News.